Sri Krishna.
Half of the name is Sri Krishna, then other half is Chaitanya. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya is Krishna, full of Chaitanya, full of life. And he is, so that is Krishna. Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, and Jagannath Swami are not different. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha. We're not going to sing this song, but I'll just. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachiranandan. What does that mean? It's a very simple thing. Yeah. Jaya Jaya Jagannath Sachiranandan. Jagannath Swami is Sachinandan. Who is Sachinandan? That is Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the darling of Sachi, son of Sachi, Sachinandan. So Jaya Jaya Jagannath Sachiranandan. Jagannath Swami is Sachinandan. Tribhuvane Kadujara. Vandan. And the whole world is offering Vandan, offering prayers, offering obeisances, offering glories unto or of Jagannath Swami and Sachinandan. Nila chale shankha chakra gada padma dhara. In Nilachal, another name of Jagannath Puri, Nila is bluish, something blue, bluish. What is bluish? Achal. Achal means something that is not chal. Something that cannot be moved, immovable. And that is a mountain. There's a mountain, bluish mountain. From a distance, all the mountains do look bluish. On the top of, on the Shikhari, on the top of that bluish mountain, Jagannath resides, Jagannath Puri. On the top of that is a temple of Lord Jagannath. So, Jagannath Puri gives another name, Nilachal. Nilachal is in Nilachal. Nila chale shankha chakra gada padma dhara. So the Jagannath, he holds these four symbols. Padma, shankha, gada, chakra. Nadiya nagare danda kamandalu kara. That is Nadiya. Navadvidham ki, Navadvidham, Nadiya. Same Jagannath, he holds Kamandalu and Dand. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj sitting here with a Dand here. Hari Hari. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted sannyas, and then he is holding dand and kamandalu. Keha bole purabe ravana vadhila. And it is said, have you heard? It is said, but have you heard? केह बोले पूरबे रावण वधीला. सेम लॉर्ड, दिस लॉर्ड इन त्रेता युग ही किल्ड रावण. जय श्री राम, जय श्री राम. गोलतर वैभव लीला प्रकाश करीला. एंड इन नेक्स्ट एज द्वापर युग लॉर्ड ऑफ गोलोक, गोलोक एव निवसति अखिलात्म भूत, दैट इज श्री कृष्ण. At the end of Dwapar Yuga, he appeared in Gokul and he performed his pastimes. Golok pastimes were revealed, displayed, played in Gokul. And then comes the next age, and that is the age of Kali. The age of Kali. This age. राधार भावे वे गोरावतार. इन लॉर्ड अपीयर्स, हाउ डज ही अपीयर? राधार भावे, राधा भाव. ही एक्सेप्ट्स भाव ऑफ राधा, भाव इमोशंस ऑफ राधा, हार्ट feelings of Radha. Hare Krishna naam gaur karila prachara. And this Lord, this is now Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. राधार भावे गोरा गौरावतार, गौरांग गौरंग 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 गौरांग. एंड व्हाट डज ही डू दिस गौरांग? हरे कृष्ण नाम गौर करीला प्रचार. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. His holy name has reached in Durban, reached Africa. Things are getting worldwide. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the cause. He is a person, he is a personality of Godhead behind the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Hare Hare. Close this curtain now. Vasudeva Ghosha Bole. So towards the end of this song, the writer, compiler, composer of this song, who is Vasudeva Ghosh, one of the very close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with folded hands, he is folding his hands with all humility at his command. He is sharing his realization, his conviction. And that is Jai Gaur Sai Krishna Sai Jagannath. For that we already explained that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Krishna, and Krishna is Jagannath. Jagannath is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His three personalities of Godhead, they are non-different. So there was a time, just 500 years ago, Krishna, in the form of Jagannath, immediately then, not two persons, Krishna is Jagannath. Is that difficult to understand? Krishna is Jagannath. Well, he looks different. Where is his flute? Where are his hands? Veno randhan adhara subhaya purayan. He looks so much different. His eyes are quite scary, wide open. And where are his ears? And what about his feet? So he appears quite different from Krishna. So for that reason one may say, oh, Krishna is Krishna and Jagannath is probably someone else. How could he be Krishna? He doesn't look like Krishna. He doesn't look like Krishna. Krishna, one time, he looked like Jagannath. He assumed that form, looking like Jagannath. Krishna's transcendental form was transformed, underwent changes, and he is looking like Jagannath Swami Ki. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते. श्री कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु, व्हेन ही बिकम्स दीनबंधु, व्हेन ही बिकम्स फ्रेंड ऑफ दीन हीन और हिज डिवोटीज, ही बिकम्स फ्रेंड ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज. नॉट दैट ही is always friend of his devotees, not that he has to become. He wasn't friend of his devotees and one fine morning he became a friend of his devotees. He's always a friend. But one time he had to hear about his devotees Krishna is a devotee of his devotees. Krishna is a devotee of his devotees, and devotees are devotees of Krishna. They are both devoted to each other. Krishna loves his devotees, and devotees, what do? They love Krishna. They love Krishna so much. And there's always competition between two of them. So one time, Krishna Harihari. Well, first of all, Krishna had left Vrindavan for Mathura. And that was heartbreaking experience for residents of Vrindavan, especially gopis and Radharani and others, for Nandamava, Nandamaharaj and Yashoda and cowherd boys and the cows and Krishna Mathura se gela. There's no song in English equivalent of this. So. There's one in Marathi, so I can just sing the one line. They're the expressing the feelings of residents of Vrindavan. Saudaniya Gopina, Krishna left gopis behind in Vrindavan and he went to Mathura. Saudaniya Gopina, Krishna Mathura se gela. Saudaniya Gopina, Krishna Mathura se gela. Apura me vata sajamila. Apura had gone to Vrindavan, or he was sent to Vrindavan to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. So spending one night in Vrindavan, next morning Akrura, he prepared the chariot. Krishna Ratha Madhya Vaisvada, Krishna. And then Krishna and Balaram, they both sat in the chariot. And next thing was, Sodaniya Gopina, Krishna Mathura se gela. Leaving all them behind, Krishna went to Mathura. He did say, Aya say, gopis, I will be just now coming. But then Krishna had a mission of killing Kamsa, which he accomplished. And then he had to stay on for another 18 years battling with Jarasandh. In the meantime, he had to transfer all the Mathura Vasis, his family members, to Dwarka for safekeeping or for safer location. So finally, after 18 years, instead of returning to Vrindavan, Krishna proceeded towards And then he stayed there for a long, long time. There were marriages, not just one, two, 16,000. And on the top of that, 108. Big responsibility. And there were children also, 10 children from each wife, in each family. And then he was Dwarkadhish, he was king of Dwarka. So he just stayed on and on and on, and in Dwarka. And residents of Vrindavan, they stayed in Vrindavan. They were all waiting for Krishna to return. When would he come? He didn't come today, for sure he will be back tomorrow. He didn't come this morning, but there is afternoon. Yashoda used to prepare breakfast. He didn't come for breakfast, then she prepared lunch just in case he's on time for lunch. Lunch ready. And like that, everyone was looking for Krishna to return. And of course, Krishna, although he was not able to go to Vrindavan, but he was very much missing Vrindavan. He was missing residents of Vrindavan. Uddhava, he said to Uddhava, one day he called Uddhava by his side. Mohi braja visarata nahi. Uddhava, mohi braja visarata nahi. Krishna is saying this. Krishna said to Uddhava, my dear Uddhava, you know, I cannot forget Vrindavan. Ye Mathura Kanchana ki nagari. This Mathura, while he was in Mathura, he was talking. Yeah, this is a big marketplace. A lot of transactions, all vyapar. The loving dealings, they take place in Vrindavan. I'm missing. Vala bala sabha karata kulahala. Bala bala sabha. He's remembering his friend and playing with them and herding cows with them. Uddha mohi braja visarata nahi. The Lord was expressing his feelings. Lord is a person. He has feelings. He has heart. Mm. So they both were missing each other. Krishna was missing very much all his devotees from Vrindavan and all those Vrajabasis, residents of Vrindavan, were missing Krishna. But then there was opportunity. The sun eclipse was coming up and Krishna was planning to go to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra Dhamma ki for there's a Surya Kund there. There's a very special kund. And one takes bath on Surya Grahan day. Surya Grahan. Sun eclipse. Sun, Surya, Grahan, eclipse day. So at that time Krishna sent messages to Vrindavan. Not SMS. He wrote letters. He didn't type them. Handwritten. Well, his hands were trembling as he was remembering this devotee and that devotee and this gopi and Radharani. That was very much visible. Anybody who would look at those letters, trembling hand and writing like that. Personal letters. And Krishna sent them to so many different residents, different devotees. And then the postman took, carried those letters. There was a time the postman would walk, go on Padyatra, walk from Dwaraka to Vrindavan, deliver the letters. Any replies he would collect and bring the replies back to Dwaraka. He would walk back and forth. So that was pretty slow. And Krishna decided to have a speed post. Speed up the post. So he gave horse to the postman. Then postman was riding on the horse and going speedily and delivering those messages. So when the residents of Vrindavan received the mail, personal communication from the Lord, got their life back. The message was, I'll be coming to Kurukshetra. Dwaraka is very far for you from Vrindavan, but Kurukshetra is not that far. It's nearby. You know where Kurukshetra is? You know where Vrindavan is? You know where Dwaraka is? The westernmost point of India is Dwaraka. In Gujarat. Krishna spent a lot of time in Gujarat. So some Gujaratis say Krishna is Gujarati. As Gujarat is, spend time in Gujarat. then Krishna comes riding on the chariot to Dwarka, to Kurukshetra. And residents of Vrindavan, how did they travel? Well, walking also and riding in their ox carts, bullock carts. There is a mode of transportation for Brajabasis. Go Mata ki! Go Mata, and then the bulls, the ox, and ox cart. So finally, residents of Vrindavan and residents of Dwarka met, or basically residents of Vrindavan had a reunion. They met Krishna and Balaram. Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Krishna, Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan, they were all crying before the meeting in Kurukshetra. They were all crying, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Pahima, protect us. Please meet us. Please come back to us. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Pahima. Krishna, Krishna. Are you missing Krishna? Are you missing him? And we should be getting this idea of missing Krishna. When we hear how residents of Vrindavan were missing Krishna. That's what we have been talking. Krishna was missing them and they were missing him. So what is in it for us? Why are we hearing all this? Or what happens as we hear this? So this idea of missing Krishna should be coming into our head, huh? We are supposed to be missing Krishna. Like we are supposed to be missing. Are we missing? Am I missing? And if the thoughts of missing Krishna are not there, then we will not also find him. We don't care. Yeah, we have heard Krishna exists. That's fine, that's nice. He's existing and we're also existing. But then missing him. You understand, you all know the word missing and the feelings go with the missing. You miss. One lady had lost her dog and she was really missing her dog. in Australia, Melbourne, Australia. We have gone there to Australia, and like here, there's a beach. Some of us had gone there and were sitting and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna, O God, where are you, where are you? And then this one lady comes. She had a leash, you got leash, leash, a dog's leash in her hand. And she asked us, have you seen my dog? The way she asked, we could, I understood the meaning of missing. She was really missing her dog. The way she asked, have you seen my dog? Have you seen my dog? And she was describing her dog, you know, the name of the dog and Roop, the form of the dog, and Gun, the qualities of the dog, and Leela, the pastimes of the dog. He says, missing. So that is missing. Then another lady, anyway, we shouldn't be talking so much about this, but lady from Sweden, you know, her dog died, and then this lady was thinking, my whole life is now vacant without dog. जीना तो क्या जीना कुत्ते के बिना और आप समझते हो इफ यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट लाइफ विदाउट डॉग व्हाट इज दैट लाइफ विदाउट डॉग एंड व्हाट डिड सी डू सी कमिटेड सुसाइड द बिग हेडलाइन इन द newspapers next day. Missing Krishna, missing God. Shunyatam jagat sarvam गोविंद विरहे नमे. This is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is without Govinda, without Krishna, this whole world is just empty, vacant. There's nothing here, anything worth or anything meaningful. चुनाही को आर चौद भुवन माझे नाम बिना किछु नाही को आर चौद भुवन माझे. Only thing in this world meaningful, the name of Krishna. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's realization. Just the name of Krishna. In the 14 planetary systems, just the name of Krishna. Everything else is just meaningless, worthless. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Gopis also had lost Krishna, and they were also looking for Krishna. But as they couldn't find him, they had come back to the bank of Yamuna. They all started remembering him more intensely by reciting his glories and those glories recited by gopis is called Gopi Geet. And as they went on reciting and recitation and recitation and recitation and recitation. And then Krishna suddenly appeared in the midst of them. Those who are missing the Lord, this Bhagavad Katha, this Gaur Katha, this Jagannath Katha, this is meant to reunite us, ourselves, with the Lord. Where there is Katha of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the form of the Lord, qualities of the Lord, pastimes of the Lord, dham of the Lord. There is Krishna, that is Krishna. We feel connected. We feel Lord's presence as we hear about him. And this was demonstrated by gopis, or realized by gopis also. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kaviviriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam srimadatatam bhuvigranantite bhurida janaha. Gopis, tava katha amritam, tava katha, tapta jivanam. We get our life back as we get the holy name, or as we chant the holy name, as we recite, we hear katha of the Lord, pastimes of the Lord, or we get life back. Hare 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 Hare. We then lose our life, or we get the life back. Hare Hare. What is our life? Krishna is life and life of devotee, life of the soul. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugal Kishor. Radha Krishna Pranamor means Radha Krishna is my life, just the idea. Radha Krishna Pranamor, Radha Krishna are my life. Without Radha and Krishna, that life is not life, that is just lifeless. Manushya janam paiya Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya isha khainu. Our acharyas say, okay, we have human form of life, we have attained. But if we do not worship Radha and Krishna in this human form of life, then what have we done? Janiya shuniya vishakhainu. Knowingly we are drinking poison only. Drinking poison. And then becoming lifeless, dead. But Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and Hari Katha, Bhagavad Katha, and Rath Yatra festival, and Jagannath Prasad. Jagannath ka bhat, Jagat pasare hath. For the bhat of Jagannath, bhat, you understand bhat? What is bhat? The prasad, bhat, rice. So many varieties of rice preparations. Lord enjoys all day, tons of prasad. And as we honor that prasad, Sayanamrita Pav, that Amrit, we also get our life back. We get Krishna, we get Jagannath as we honor Krishna Prasad. So, Krishna is very kind that he has come to Durban today. And you were told, Jagannath is coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. As the residents of Vrindavan were told or informed by Krishna himself, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming to Kurukshetra. You please come. You may like to come. If you are interested, please come. So likewise, we also received invitation that Krishna is coming. Jagannath is coming to Durban today. At such and such time and 10:30 by the beach front, whatever the and then you all have come running to meet Lord of your heart. Oh Lord, I want to see you. God bless you, sir. I want to see you. after doing that reunion festival at Kurukshetra, residents of Vrindavan and residents of Dwarka had arrived and they were meeting each other and Guijam Akhyati Prachyati Shadbhudham Priti Lakshanam. They're sharing there. So at one point, Rohini was addressing residents of Dwarka. It's not only Krishna, Balram, Subhadra, but others also had come from Dwarka. Vasudev and Devaki also had come from Dwarka. While Nanda and Yashoda were, they continued to stay in Vrindavan. Vasudev and Devaki, they had accompanied Krishna to Dwarka, in Dwarka. So they also had come, and others had come. So Rohini, mother of Balaram, who had experienced the torture, not having Krishna in Vrindavan, not able to see him, meet him, feed him, and all that. Only she knew. Everyone could, only I know. I don't know whether others, I know what I have gone through. So each one of them had gone through a lot. And Rohini was one of those kind of leader of the Brajabasi community. So she wanted to share her own experience and experience of others also from Vrindavan. Share that with residents of Dwarka. You don't know what we had gone through. So there's a pandal. They're all staying in a makeshift tents and residences. So Rohini was addressing ladies and gentlemen from Dwarka. She gets on the mic and she was addressing assembled residents of Dwarka. But Rohini, at that time Krishna, Balaram were not sitting there. They had come from Dwarka, but they were not in that assembly. It was good. And Rohini did not want Krishna and Balaram to listen to what she had to now say. She was thinking this will be too much for Krishna and Balaram to handle this. They won't be able to digest this. This will be hearing the distressful situation and experience. To hear that, Krishna and Balaram would not be happy. So Rohini made arrangement. She told Subhadra, Subhadra, where is Subhadra? Oh, I'm here. Yeah, okay. You go to the entrance. Okay, I go. What should I do? Rohini said, well, it's most likely that soon Krishna and Balaram would be coming in this direction. Make sure they do not come in. If you could send them away, that is the best, but at least make sure they do not come in and hear my address. So Subhadra was all set, guarding. And for sure soon Krishna and Balaram. Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram. I just realized we don't have 3 hours. So so Krishna Balaram, he came to the entrance and Subhadra as he was instructed. He tried to send Krishna and Balaram away, but nothing doing. Krishna and Balaram, Subhadra could not manage Krishna and Balaram. You know, they're big brothers and powerful brothers. Hey, shut up. Shut up. You little sister, you shut up. You know. Keep quiet. We will not go inside, but at least we will be here, we will be just at the entrance. So that is where Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra were at the entrance of that pandal tent. And then Rohini gave the first hand account or experience of Krishna was away for some 70, 80 years. Enough is enough. It is too much. It is too much. So she gave all the viraha vyatha. They call viraha vyatha. Vyatha means suffering. Suffering caused by the viraha, separation from the Lord. Or viraha, jwala, the fire. And how they were getting burnt. And then Krishna and Balaram, Subhadra, as they were hearing this, it was too much for them. And each additional item, as Rohini was sharing, was eye opener for Krishna and Balaram. As really, is that true? So it was amazing. It was an amazing eye opener, and their eyes were really getting opened. You're seeing, right? You're seeing Jagannath's eyes. Krishna's eyes are very beautiful, lotus-like. But this is full blown or bloomed lotus. Only open lotus. The ears, no, we don't want to hear. These ears are going in, inside, and Krishna and Balaram said, no. Oh, we better finish our existence. We can't. The feet of the Lord, they are entering the trunk of the body, and the hands, at least half of the hands are already in the body, only half remaining, and that's the form. No, what? No, we can't hear this bus, oh yeah. So they are regular. There was a regular Krishna, normal Krishna was standing to begin with, and Balaram with full form, full fledged, and Subhadra. But as they heard, it was like a glories of their devotees, or devotion of their devotees. How their devotees were missing, and how they are barely managed to survive and exist and without. And this is because Krishna not being with them. So as devotees also, when devotees hear about Krishna, and their love for Krishna is fully aroused, there's a full elevation, evolution in their consciousness, Krishna consciousness. They are full of bhakti, devotion for the Lord, and they are linked with the Lord in bhakti yoga. Then such devotees also exhibit different vikar or transformations take place in their bodies. The bodies begin trembling, or the bodies begin rolling on the ground, or shedding tears, become stunned like a pillar, motionless, sometimes crying, sometimes laughing, sometimes lose the complexion, become very pale in complexion. Or may lead a very austere life, they may even look very bony, skinny. All these transformations take place in the personalities, in the bodies, the forms of devotees. Likewise, the Lord's devotion for his devotees. The Lord remembered one time, he always remembers one time, this past time, Kurukshetra time, this time. Then the whole transformation has taken place in Krishna's form and Balaram's form and Subhadra's form. So, that's you next. You're welcome. Just to quickly wind up, Jagannath Puri, when King Indradhumna, he wanted to install deities of the Lord. So he had a wood cast Daru Brahma there. And then he was inviting carpenters to come and carve the deity from the wood that was in his possession. There's a whole history how he managed to get that special log wood. And then one carpenter, he was carving, but then which he was doing behind the doors, windows, everything closed. Some sounds were coming of the, well, that means his busy, he's on the job, but then there was no sounds coming. And the king was becoming very anxious. He breaks open the door to find the deities unfinished, looking very crooked, and where is the leg and no ears and eyes are so big. I can't install those deities. As he was thinking, lamenting, what to do now? Installation time is approaching very fast. And so that time Narad Muni arrives. Narayana. And he meets the king. What's the matter? What is the... don't you see? I wanted to install the Pran Pratishtha of Krishna, Balaram. And see how they're looking like. How could I install them? And then Narad Muni said, he related this pastime, what happened in Kurukshetra. So Narad Muni said, these deities, these forms are not crooked or incomplete, these are more than complete. This is the form of the Lord, depicting one particular pastime. He looked like this, exactly looked like this. I was a witness, or I have heard the first hand. So go ahead and install the deities. So then this Jagannath, today we had darshan of Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra, they were installed as he found, King Indradhumna found them in whatever shape, form they were found. They were full-fledged Krishna, full Balaram, full Subhadra. And then there was a big Pran Pratishtha ceremony. Ki! Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Ki! Jagannath Vridhan Ki! Jagannath Radhyatra Mahasava Ki! Itai Gaura Prima Nandi Hari Hari Bo. We did not talk so much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll talk more tomorrow. And Jagannath. Maharaj, please come.
Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Kadam.
His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj Ki.
Kadam Kanan Swami Maharaj Ki.
Jai.
Seeker just now coming.
Hare Krishna devotees.